Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, the 12th day of March 2012. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Sean Stone, director, TV host, filmmaker in his own right. Of course, his father is Oliver Stone, who recently converted to Shia Islam in Iran, is going to be joining us. He's been over there a lot. People say, is this a stunt? Well, last time I saw him in person, he was showing me the little sword of Ali around his neck and saying he was thinking about converting. And I said, are you serious? And he said, yes, but that's not the main reason he's going to be on with us. I'm going to get his view on what's happening in the world, what he's seen in Iran, and give you a first look on the upcoming season of Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura, Tyrell Ventura, and Sean Stone. They're now reporters on the show, not just behind the scenes. And of course, I'm in the new season as well. Of reality TV, and it is reality TV in every sense of the word. We're going to obviously cover a story that I'm glad got a lot of attention, but I didn't really think it would. It's probably getting a lot of attention because yesterday it was top featured on the Drudge Report. It's still up there today. Arrest Angelina Jolie for war crimes, Coney 2012 is the name of the video, and I've written an article that accompanies it, and people are like, really? Arrest her? Yeah, she's an envoy to the UN. She pushed as a propagandist the Libya attack. She pushed as a propagandist the Syrian attack that's going on. She pushes all of these wars and says, you know, invade Uganda to go after Kony when he hasn't been seen in years and is a tiny warlord. When the dictator for 26 years of Uganda, Western-backed, has killed millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of people. Some estimates are as high as 7 mil. And I've got mainstream articles where the UN is in there slaughtering people for their land, killing them. Wounded knees are happening every day. And she's there running around at galas and TV and events. She's lobbying to even be the head envoy for refugees, and everybody knows who studied it, the UN uses refugee camps to kidnap women, children, or the rape gangs, and to slaughter people in the camps. They did that in Rwanda, upwards of 1 million people. The UN is the most murderous criminal force ever, and that's why there's all this propaganda about UNICEF and the children, give your money to it, and oh my gosh, little puppy dogs, it wants to take good care of you. The United Nations cares about the children. The children. And so if she isn't consciously evil, and I've studied her for a while, I've held my tongue for a long time, then she's a total moron, and she's publicly served and put on notice. I mean, I'm calling this whole hoax about the UN being this loving, good organization that, oops, he screwed up here and killed a bunch of people, or oops, he screwed up there and killed a bunch of people. It is a criminal, genocide, eugenics organization set up by the Rockefellers to carry out extermination. It's their official policy. It's the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessments. It's Agenda 21. It's the whole thing. It's the army for global government. NATO is a big contingent of this system. Global government openly being run. And I'm supposed to sit here and go, oh, the UN, they care so much. Global peace. The UN is there to demonize sovereign countries that have done nothing and give support towards bombing and destroying those countries. Now, finally, members of the Security Council said no to an open Syria bombardment. And so now the globalists are saying, well, we just won't get UN authorization then. Because the rest of the UN is just a debating club, but the Security Council actually has the power. So I'm not even saying the UN someday couldn't do some good. The point is, it won't do any good if you don't openly call it out for the criminal organization it is. And I'm not saying we need a UN or that I like the UN. I'm saying there could be an institution where nations come together for peace and discussion. But the UN admit it is a eugenics murdering organization that's killed more people than Hitler.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Joining us, it is Monday, the 12th day of March, 2012, and we are going to be here for the next 3 hours. Patrick Henningsen, great writer and researcher with Infowars.com, who normally lives in England, he's an American, is going to be joining us in studio today. He's also here in town visiting South by Southwest event that is going on. And then we have the son of legendary director Sean Stone joining us. He's recently spent a lot of time in Iran, as you know, and is going to give us his breakdown on that situation, joining us via video Skype coming up for part of the third hour today. And we will have open phones throughout the broadcast. There's a lot of really important news. There has been a media blackout on the fact that since last Wednesday, impeachment resolution has been introduced in the House and the Senate. I've been hammering it since then. The Drudge Report has covered it last week and again last night. That's the only other media outlet other than InfoWars. But now WorldNet Daily has gotten on it and just put out a new article last night. So good job there. Obama impeachment bill now in Congress declares president's use of military power approval high crime misdemeanor. So a big victory back when Clinton, impeachment began against Clinton, it was the number one story for months. The controlled globalist corporate whore press has done everything they can to sell out to the globalist and to cover this up. But now the blockade is getting blown wide open. Kurt Nimmo just got another article up at Infowars.com with a video report I shot on that. Resolution threatens Obama. Impeachment, U.S. military action against Syria without congressional authorization violates the Constitution. And so we're going to be going over all of that today. And it violates, of course, more than just that. It specifically violates Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11. Again, it violates Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11 for anybody that wants to go look that up for themselves. It also violates other areas of the Constitution. And we have links to that legislation as well in the article. So some very good news on that front. Also, scientists warn EPA over Monsanto's GMO crop failures and dangers. We have an important report on that front. There's been a lot of talk about this over the last few months, but now Zero Hedge is reporting on it because the aircraft carrier is being sent there. Aircraft carrier Enterprise sets off on final journey direction Iran. And wouldn't it be convenient? The globalists love to blow up ships that are about to be decommissioned or towers that are rotting with asbestos and then blame it on enemies. We know that Cy Hearst, Pulitzer Prize winner, a year after Cheney left office, could talk about it then and said his sources confirmed to him. The New Yorker magazine reported on this, that Cheney ordered the Navy to have craft painted up like Iranian patrol boats and have Navy SEALs attack U.S. destroyers in the Strait of Hormuz. Admiral Fox Fallon, then head of CENTCOM, refused, talked bad about Cheney, and then was fired. But now we know why. So today at noon Eastern, that's right now, it's being launched. The storied aircraft carrier Enterprise, a.k.a. CVN-65, left its home port of Naval Station Norfolk, Virginia, on one final time for its final voyage with a heading for the Arabian Sea, a.k.a. Iran. It'll be there in a week, and it will join the CVN-72 Lincoln and CVN-70 Vinson, as well as LHD-8 Mackin Island, all of which are supporting any potential escalation of hostilities in the Persian Gulf region. As a reminder, back in January, we learned the Enterprise's final voyage will be in proximity to Iran. And in the meantime, the aircraft carrier held extensive drills off the Florida coast to attack a fake theocracy. So a artificial theocracy in the drill, a.k.a. Iran, consisting of fundamentalist Shahada made-up name states. Why the Arabian Sea is about 7-10 days. Will be home to not two but three aircraft carriers and a big deck amphibious warfare ship is very much an open question, although we may have some thoughts. Yeah, no kidding. So we'll open the phones up on that point as well here in a moment. Here are some of the other articles at Infowars.com. South Park takes on the TSA in season premiere. Creators set sights on control freak society. Yeah, we're trying to download it right now off his Android phone. Most of my IT folks and people get in at about 10 or 11 because they usually work into the night. But Patrick Henningsen's here and was showing me the video of a gentleman who has two artificial legs that he talked to at the airport being harassed by TSA as they were freaking out and asking him what his artificial legs were. And you've seen it in the news. They say, what's this? It's a breast pump. Pump milk in front of me to prove it's a breast pump. What's this? It's breast milk I pumped. Drink it. It's all about exercise of power. What's this? It's a colostomy bag. I'm going to rip it off of you here in public. No, don't do that. They pull it. No, please, please. And then, you know what? Sprays everywhere. Same thing with the urology bags they have. I forget the technical name of them, but instead of feces, it's urine. I hate to get technical, but that's what's going on. Or they take babies' diapers off, or make women pull their shirts off, or strip children down naked in front of people. It's all been videotaped. It's all been on the news. And they always say, we don't strip children, and then there's the video of it. Or, we don't strip old ladies behind closed doors, and later they have to admit they are. And you've seen them where they make women take earrings out. Like, what is that? Well, it's an earring. Or it's a tongue ring. Well, I can't remove it. Well, we got pliers. Do it. And the woman hurts herself, is bleeding everywhere, misses her flight. Or, what is this? Well, I had breast cancer. I had my breast removed. Well, what is it? Well, it's a pad to make it look like the other one. It's a prosthesis. It's cosmetic. And they're just like, take it off in front of people. You know, the woman's crying, pulling it out from under her shirt. This is what goes on. It's about total humiliation ahead of forced inoculations, secret arrest, government putting its hands on you. They're passing your comfort zones on purpose. None of it has to do with security. And they always say, well, just do the body scanner. We won't grope you. Every time I've flown and watched people scanned, over and over again, almost everyone I've seen go through the scanner is then directed over for a grope down. Well, now I was talking to Patrick Henningsen, and he says that they've got more video, but they're back there downloading, and I saw it right before I went on air, that this guy's got two artificial legs, and they're asking him what they are and saying, take them off and stuff. And the guy's like, these are my artificial legs. And they're barking at him and everything else. I mean, and you're like, but that's horrible. It's about being horrible. It's about humiliation. It's about seeing what you will take. It's about seeing what you will put up with. Continuing, 1960s slums of Chicago uses laboratory by Rockefeller's Population Council. Another big article about that, testing things on people. Go read it. Ron Paul wins first caucus. MSM changes rules, reports Romney wins. Yeah, I guess they couldn't steal it in that state. They stole it in Iowa, Maine, Nevada, South Carolina. And then by then, people started thinking, well, he can't win. And then they haven't had to engage in much fraud because people say, I was going to vote for Ron Paul, but, you know, he didn't make it like I thought. And I even saw some of his own staff, quoted by Politico, some of the younger folks that work for him, going in the presidential campaign, going, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. We just don't understand why he wins in polls and straw polls, but isn't here. We're mystified. You're mystified? There's open fraud going on. Ron Paul's even said it. I remember whenever Wayne Paul was on the air and a few months ago, and there was fraud in Iowa. There was fraud 2 days before. That Republican operative said, don't worry, he's not going to win, we're going to fix it. And so we sent that video to high-level folks in the Paul campaign, and then I saw the email back going, nothing to this, nothing to worry about. Really, there was nothing to worry about there in Iowa? And again, I'm not attacking anybody. Let's all stop being naive. Not trusting a government that's been caught engaging in election fraud over and over again and being honest about it is the only way we're ever going to wake up as a country and change the electronic voting machines and the fraud. But in the case of the caucuses, he openly won, and they said on Fox News, well, a bunch of trucks got lost with the ballots after the caucuses voted in Iowa. Folks, there are no trucks. They vote, they post on the wall, they telephone it in. It was all the counties, like where Ames is base, that are colleges, where he had double-digit, in some cases, 52% leads. And I mean, in some areas, he had 52% of the vote. Just didn't get counted. You understand that? That's on record. And the campaign didn't do anything about that. They finally did by Maine. Even the New York Times said, yeah, he really won Maine. And the Republican leadership said, doesn't matter, we're not counting it. We're giving it to Romney. So Ron Paul was the front runner and has been cheated. Now, if people don't want to wake up and admit that, that's their problem. But if the American people are like, well, that's a negative view. It's not a negative view of its reality. And you're like, well, then why'd you say run Ron Paul? Because he educated people. He injected real ideas. It built a bigger movement. And we're exposing fraud now, which exposes naivete so people can get the rude awakening. You got to smell the stench of the New World Order. Wake up and smell the stink of the New World Order. Look, Ron Paul won the Virgin Islands? Well, the news gave it to Romney, even though in the official results, Paul won. That's how they work. It's a psyop. They cannot ever let Winter be attached to his name. It's a psyop. We'll be back. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes. Even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
Inside the doorway, use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit.
I made the point.
Will guide you and protect you from
on yesterday's Sunday transmission that the globalists are now moving on every front. They're invading scores of nations through proxy wars, through rebels, publicly funded by NATO, the United States, England, France, the UN. They are involved in massacres all over the world. They are openly announcing in every major financial publication, from The Economist to Forbes to Newsweek and Time, that world government is here, run by private banks. Obama Friday signed the bill giving people felony charges for protesting anywhere the feds are having an event. For miles around. Absolute free speech chilling system. They're openly federalizing local police, putting in threat fusion centers, spying on the public without warrants. Hundreds of reporters have been arrested with no fanfare and charged under the Espionage Act for talking to U.S. whistleblowers and exposing government corruption, stealing money, bid rigging, spying on people illegally. High-level NSA officer was just in the news yesterday saying, Obama worse than Bush. You bet. But because he has left cover, the so-called trendy left is in a coma. Now, it isn't our top story because Angelina Jolie is a poster girl for the UN. It's not our top story because I shot a video about it, and it's now in dozens and dozens of newspapers, thousands of blogs, and was the top story on the Drudge Report. It's our top story because through the window of Angelina Jolie, we can really see the propaganda war, the psyop of the UN and their global eugenics extermination operation that they publicly carry out everywhere. As you know, 5-6 days ago, when Kony 2012, a government-connected, Bill Gates-connected, funded propaganda piece came out, basically pushing for military invasion of Uganda by the U.S., UN, NATO, and others. And by the way, they're already there carrying out different operations. It's a film that was just put out to brand some boogeyman who's probably been dead. He hadn't been seen in over 5 years. And who has a tiny area that his people still control, a few hundred square miles, in the north of Uganda. And they put out a video basically calling for an invasion and let's get Kony. And it makes the UN International Criminal Court look like rock stars and that they're great people who want to help everybody. It's just shallow propaganda designed for an American population on average that can't even find Africa on a map. And the average American in national polls, you can pull this up, thinks Africa is a country. I saw that number last year, something like 54% think it's a country. It's a continent. South America is a continent. North America is a continent. Asia is a continent. Europe's a continent. Australia is a continent. Antarctica is a continent. They're not countries. And I know my audience who's informed is like, yeah, Alex, we know that. Listen, you wonder why the general public's so easy to control? They don't know that Africa is a bunch of countries inside of a continent. They think the entire continent is a country. And that's why they can have this invincible ignorance. I mean, more and more of the propaganda we face, as Joseph Goebbels said, is just really simple and mindless and so stupid and so false. It's like a tar baby. How do you even deal with it? I mean, I've got stacks of confirmed, even mainstream articles where the UN is all over Africa just murdering and slaughtering and raping and killing and burning down villages and taking people's property and running off these poor little tribes that are there living happily, you know, in the fields and in the jungles, growing their own crops, forcing them into the cities to work as slave labor, injecting them with all sorts of, you know, UN-sponsored vaccines that in some countries, half the women have HIV. They've done even a BBC study a decade ago saying we checked the women's hymen, and almost all of them never even had sexual intercourse and lived in villages and had never been touched. Why do they have HIV? They'd all had vaccines. And the BBC said, oh, they must be using dirty needles at the UN. No, you don't get HIV that easy. They're shooting them up with it. It is a bioweapon. That's on record. The Navy developed it. All right. When I come back, I'm going to tell you why I've called for the arrest of Angelina Jolie. Because I'm calling for the arrest of all of these envoys from the UN. Okay? We need to have our own Nuremberg trial. The United Nations is the most murderous criminal organization the world has ever seen. It's designed to kill people.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AFFINITY HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Song written by Dave Mustaine, The Phantom Lord. Crank it up. This is the Metallica I like right here. But Joe Lee comes in peace. And who is Joe Lee? I've looked in her eyes. She burns with the power trip and the enjoyment of parading around. exactly what's going on here. And I can make jokes about it. But it's very, very serious. I mean, I was in the last 5 days doing more research on Kony 2012 because I knew up front it was UN pro-war, pro-invasion, pro-world government, international criminal court, arresting whoever they want. All these Supreme Court justices are saying, we're now going to take the precedent of the UN, who says you have no right to own firearms, anything, and adopt that as our law. And now our Congress last Tuesday, now 7 days ago, was told by the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the Chairman and the SecDef, Secretary of Defense, we take our orders from the UN and NATO, not from Congress. And the senator kept saying, we have the War Powers Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11. And they said, nope. And the Senator Sessions said, I'm almost breathless. And the senators were all looking around because this is treason. And you've got Angelina Jolie. I mean, I refreshed my memory on her because I've always thought that she looks like a dead carp or something. And I'm not trying to talk about the way a woman looks, but she just does not fancy me as that beautiful. Snake-like. She could play a vampire in movies. I'm just not into ringwraith-looking women. But that's aside. I know she's really vain, and I know she's watching, and I know she's listening. And so my hatred of you for hurting the children and doing it in the name of humanitarianism is so bad that I do try to hurt your worldly vain countenance. And I'm being worldly there. I should just be strong and resist you. It's just that you make me want to throw up. Now, continuing. And even though she's a mid-level minion at the UN, she is a key propagandist. And so I already knew all this about her, but before I attacked somebody, I was doing just hours and hours of Kony 2012 research, confirming Rockefeller's State Department involved in it, funding it, in it, pushing for invasions, pushing for AFRICOM. That's where all this was going. They launched the film last week, gets 100 million views just on one platform alone, probably 200 million total in different venues. It's all over every news channel, establishment media, promoting it everywhere, how great it is. Kony's the devil. He's just like Hitler and bin Laden. They actually said that on the news, showed images of Hitler, faded into Kony. I saw that across TV networks, across newspaper graphics. I mean, it was a unified propaganda push to invade Africa. And they said, Kony 2012, one thing we all agree on, you know, basically invade Uganda. So I went and refreshed myself. I got professors on that have been there. I got journalists on who've been there. I went and did research. And I sometimes kind of get obsessed on a particular topic. So I probably did 5, 6, 7 hours of research per day after last Wednesday, when Richard Reeves brought this to my attention. And I began to refresh myself on that in Uganda, the dictator of Uganda, that the West backs, they don't call him a dictator, has been involved in the deaths of 7 million people conservatively in his country and surrounding nations. I mean, just a Western killing machine where they just wipe out whole groups who are on diamonds, gold, rare earth minerals, oil. Kony, certainly, you know, a bad guy, but you've got all these homeless kids and people, gives them weapons, feeds them, you know, uses them basically as cannon fodder. But he's a tiny little warlord. He's just some bad guy to then prop up the Ugandan dictator. And I found out the UN has launched in the last year a new offensive, just slaughtering people everywhere with global corporations for their land. I mean, it's in the New York Times. And for UN carbon taxes, Paul Watson has links to all this in the articles he's written about it. So does Kurt Nemo. So all of this is going on. All of this is happening. And so I start researching it, and it just brought back to mind that Stalin said one man dies, it's a tragedy, 10,000 die is a statistic. And I was just refreshing myself, my memory, on what's going on in Africa. And, I mean, it is a genocide. You can speculate all day about the tetanus shots they give them that sterilize them and the UN got caught or giving them HIV. People can try to deny that, even though the proof's there. The fact that the UN goes in, backed by mercenaries, and burns down villages and just mows people down. And just all over Africa, there's just piles of skeletons everywhere. And then you've got at the clothing stores at the mall and on TV, and I see women's bags, especially attractive women for some reason, will be UNICEF'd. And if they give women to feed the kids, yeah, you mean have a PR stunt where it shows them feeding them all over the mountain, the mercenaries are lining them up and shooting them. I mean, it's like, don't run, we're your friends, we come in peace, and Mars attacks, and they're shooting everybody. I mean, it is just incredible. And so then I got mad, and I said, wait a minute, I know Jolie's a UN envoy, I know she pushes all this refugee stuff, which the UN uses for extermination operations to round folks up and starve them to death, or let the neighboring tribe come in and kill them in the case of Rwanda, or sometimes they just machine gun everybody. They sex slave them. There's photos and videos of them roasting kids over fires, the UN. I mean, you want to rape and murder and kill, go join the UN army. I mean, there's nothing like it. It is an army of Genghis Khan's military was not this wicked. I mean, it's well known that if you're a pedophile, pervert, rapist, criminal, you go join the UN because you've got diplomatic immunity. None of these other countries have immunity. The UN, because it's the global banker's army, they have diplomatic immunity. That's why they always get caught, different UN diplomats, with sex slaves and killing kids and all this, because it's just an army of darkness with a bunch of propaganda telling you that it loves you and cares about you and, you know, give money. I mean, I grew up, even at the church we went to one time, we raised money for UNICEF, selling cookies. I had friends that would go out, at kids and not get money at Christmas for the Salvation Army, but for the UN. I mean, I have worked to give the UN money when I was a little kid just a few times. This is the type of stuff that goes on, how they use well-meaning people, and then they use somebody like Angelina Jolie with her horrible history. Go look into it. Not just breaking up families, but the snatching people's kids. She's just like Madonna. And then watching her and all these Illuminati movies she's into. And just getting off, she's in award ceremonies every night, a narcissistic, empty husk for demonic entities to live in, pun intended. So all of this is going on, and I, for one, am sick of it. I'm calling the hoax that is the UN. I'm calling it out. I'm done. I'm done playing games with these people. You notice I'm turning the heat up. It's like I said a few months ago in those promos we run. I say the info war now goes to the next level. I'm not here to play games with these people. I'm here to break their hoax. And it's so close to breaking. This Kony 2012 thing, over 100 million views on one video alone, has totally blown up. Now the negative comments have gone 5-1. The negative votes against it have reversed and are going more than 5-1. When they were almost completely positive just 4 or 5 days ago. There are thousands of videos against it, including Ugandans saying, are you kidding? Kony hadn't been seen in 5-6 years. He was a tiny warlord. The president here is murdering everybody. The UN is killing people. So I see her as this UN envoy who's always pushing Libya wars, Syria invasions, all of it. Giving it left cover, being lauded as this wonderful humanitarian who cares about everybody. And I've had enough. I've had enough. People are like, wow, yeah, I agree the UN's killing people, but wow, arrest her? Absolutely. I'm not saying arrest her for thought crimes. But if you're a UN envoy calling for the government to continue to crack down on the population in the name of getting some boogeyman, when there's a major globalist offensive to clean people off the land in Uganda and surrounding areas. And this is all a big PR stunt for the murderous UN and its kangaroo ICC, where they grab people and they almost always die in their jail before the kangaroo trial. When you're pushing a criminal, genocidal world government instrument, and you are a top envoy now, not just spokeswoman, you're not like Shirley Temple, you know, promoting the Department of War. You are a globalist snake. And so, yes, I can use her celebrity that they use to push their evil and, like judo, boomerang it back on them and say, arrest Angelina Jolie for war crimes. And the video is going to be seen millions of times. I can already tell you that if it says it's been seen 170,000 times, and I just put it up there yesterday afternoon, that it takes time for those numbers counts to basically build up, And it'll end up getting seen 2-3 million times unless YouTube blocks it. And people are like, well, your show has 3 million listeners a day, 15 million a week. Why do you care so much about this? This is reaching all the mainline, dumbbell, dumbed down, ignorant young people that have been bamboozled by Kony 2012. And this is going directly to Jo Lee, and it's going to create a snowball of not just exposing her, but the entire UN system. Now, there's a small chance Jo Lee is just a useful idiot and really thinks she's helping people. And so if my calling for her arrest, but I go on to call for the leadership's arrest, Ban Ki-moon, the big mega corporations, I want the arrest of Kofi Annan. And by the way, that's been called for in mainstream media and by major courts for all the oil for food and starving people for money and being paid off. I mean, it's an unusually corrupt group because of the diplomatic immunity. You give somebody diplomatic immunity, license to kill, steal. What do you think's going to happen? And so I want this woman to know we know who she is as the spokesman for this. I'm going after their spokesman. It's like them trying to sell cigarettes to kids with a Joe Camel. Kids, Joe Camel wants to kill you. Joe Camel isn't even real, but I'm saying it in language everybody can understand. Well, Angelina Jolie is real, makes all these pro-Illuminati movies, all these pro-police state movies. She's got a movie out promoting UN invasion and attack on Serbia, which, again, both sides were killing each other in that. But the Croats, the Muslims and others, statistically, and the UN admits this, killed 2-1 Serbs. Both sides, ethnic warfare, horrible. I'm not a Serb. I'm not a Croat. I'm not a Muslim. I don't have a dog in the fight. I went and actually researched what happened. And outside of mainstream television, the UN even admits what happened. 2-1. But they wanted to destroy Serbia and give southern Serbia, the equivalent of a third of the U.S., in comparison, to Albania, which is run by a bunch of al-Qaeda terrorists to ship heroin through. And they're running the sex trade. They've been ethnically cleansing Serbs that are left in Kosovo ever since then. Oh, really? So she's filming a movie now where she plays the mistress of all evil. She's playing the evil witch from Sleeping Beauty. Very interesting. Well, I mean, there you go. I've looked in her eyes. I've seen how she operates. She is an incredibly wicked person. My gut, my instincts, and her entire history show she wants to run for president later. She wants to be the head of the IMF or World Bank later. She's very hungry for this. She's enjoying it. She enjoys these dark roles because she's a very dark person. Very small chance she's a useful idiot. And so I'm here. You want to be the champion for AFRICOM invasion of Africa? Well, I'll stand up and try to get the people to rally so we can all be the champions of everybody being downtrodden by the globalist boot. And everything you see being done in Africa, Agenda 21, shutting off their resources, it's happening here. The GMO attack, it's happening here as it is in Africa. Everybody's under attack by this new world order. Everybody. And that's why they put Obama in, for the left cover, give him the peace prize, so all of his new wars are peace. The UN invades, it uses NATO to do it. The UN gives the authorization. The UN has its own armies. They attack your country. They murder you. They take your land. And Angelina Jolie walks around and says, we're good. We're fighting somebody who hadn't been seen in almost 6 years who controlled a tiny area. It's just some simple boogeyman for the American people that can't even find Africa on a map and think that it's a country, not a continent. Okay? It's a hoax. And this is my statement on her. Arrest Angelina Jolie for war crimes. Kony 2012 is the name of the article, and it's got the videos. In fact, a new one I shot. Clearly, there are bigger criminals in the United Nations. This is my statement. But nevertheless, she has been an enthusiastic proponent of all these so-called humanitarian wars. War is peace, folks. You heard of that before? In Libya and beyond. The United Nations history of war crimes and massacres is legendary. We have a link to a big index of those. And just as Joseph Goebbels operated as a propaganda minister for the Nazis, Jo Lee, who is officially employed by the UN as an envoy, is their mouthpiece. It is her task to promote endless war. It's time to call out the United Nations, by extension, their poster girl, Jo Lee, for what they are, instruments of a corporate fascist world government. Yesterday morning, while doing research into Coney 2012, I read a Hollywood Reporter article where Joe Lee was enthusiastically calling for an invasion to arrest Joseph Kony. That's just a cover for an invasion in Uganda. And the hypocrisy was just too much. And then I did some more research on her and confirmed she's even worse than I thought. The Western-backed dictator of Uganda has overseen the murder, we have links to that, of 1,000 times the number of people than what Joseph Kony has killed. And so, by Angelina Jolie's benchmark for war crimes, she herself should be arrested. But therein lies the paradox, because the United Nations would have to arrest itself and its own minions. I mean, it's such a hoax, but only because of your willful ignorance, America and world, can you have a horrible, demonic front person like her pushing all these wars, wrecking Libya, mass death, country in fire, Al-Qaeda, women having burqas shoved on their heads, genitally mutilated, Al-Qaeda slaughtering blacks by the tens of thousands, total bedlam in Egypt, total bedlam in Syria, total bedlam everywhere, with her hopping around looking like Medusa. I mean, there's a reason she plays witches and Beowulf and everything else. Because she is a witch. She's a globalist, big, fat, satanic devil. And I see her. And I want humanity to realize she's an enemy.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, my friends, fellow liberty lovers across the world, I am going to give the toll-free number out. I'd love to hear from you. I want to do what I did yesterday again, because there's so many millions of people never can get involved in the show. First-time callers, you're shot. I'd love to hear from you on any of the issues I've mentioned or any news items you'd like to bring up. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. In closing, on Angelina Jolie, we can really use the energy of this Comey 2012 propaganda that she was using to promote. See, they say something's got to be done about Comey, and then she comes out, invasion of Uganda to help the government fighting. No one has ever even seen him in 5-6 years. It's just a way to go in and take over resources. And I have links to the UN in our articles slaughtering and killing people, and private companies there for part of UN carbon agreements killing people, pushing them off their land. You know, get off your farm. I've been here since the time before my grandfather's. Well, you're dead. But it doesn't matter, because the UN's the good guys, because they're fighting some guy named Coney, who pretty much doesn't exist, like bin Laden. They love phantom boogeyman, because they can later just kill some black guy and say that's him on the news. And they may be gearing up for that as some new psyop like the bin Laden thing. So this is what's going on, and by playing on extreme ignorance, that's how the system gets all of this done. So I want to challenge all of you to go get the videos that we've shot and the articles we've written on this subject, and to intensify your operations as well on the issue of impeaching Obama. In fact, let me just go to Infowars.com here to give you the actual headline. We've been writing articles about this since last Wednesday. Pentagon announces UN coup over America, articles like that. But we have an article at Infowars.com detailing that impeachment against Obama has been introduced with the bill number, and the rest of it is finally getting picked up by places like WorldNet Daily. Obama impeachment bill now in Congress. Representative Walter B. Jones of North Carolina has introduced a resolution declaring that should the president use offensive military force without authorization or an act of Congress, it is the sense of the Congress that such an act would be impeachable, high crime, and misdemeanor. It violates Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11. Again, you're like, Alex, you've been covering this since last Wednesday. I know, but WorldNet Daily's getting around to covering it now. Others are getting around to covering it. And we need to push this over the edge. Look, if he gets away with this, first it had to be a declaration of war. Then they had to authorize it. Then the president had to at least talk to Congress, even though that's still violating the law. And now he says, look, I follow the UN's orders. I mean, let's really let that burn in. That actually is happening now. And you notice where Angelina Jolie wants to be a boss is at the UN, because she's been told that's going to be the new boss over this country. That's the new consortium that the big megabanks run. By the way, this is all UN Agenda 21 UNESCO garbage. CBS News reporting incoming UC students may be asked to declare their sexual orientation or not allowed to be in college. See, they're going to be the sex police under all this. And then continuing, and if you're heterosexual and have a crime committed against you, you don't get the same protections. Bill introduced to regulate men's reproductive health. Now, if men want to get Viagra or anything else before getting a prescription for Viagra or other erectile dysfunction drugs, men would have to see a sex therapist, receive a cardiac stress test, and get notarized affidavits signed by a sexual partner affirming impotency. This is the kind of laws they're trying to pass. Senate Bill 307. So see, this is the sex police, folks. They want to be involved in every facet of your life. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.